Welcome on, welcome all to the Air Raid Podcast, presented by Viva the Matadors. You are on once again with your boy, I'll be sure. This is the Final Four preview edition of the Air Raid Podcast. So I got to get my Final Four guy in here, Dylan Smythe. What's up, Dylan?
Texas Tech is in the Final Four, and I'm still not sick of saying those words.
It's been pretty awesome just watching them have, they have their media day. They did the whole, you know, the picture. One thing I do like about this is that it's giving everybody a taste of what it's like to be in the Final Four, right? So, like, and don't get me wrong, like, Culver won't be here in the future. Mooney's gone. Owens is gone. But it's giving all the other players that are here for the long haul a taste of what it could be like. Davide Moretti is getting a taste of a Final Four. Kyler Edwards is getting a taste of a Final Four. Even Kevin McCullough, who's not yet playing right now, is getting a taste of what it's like to be in a Final Four. So it's just going to make this team hungry. Hell, Chris Beard is getting a taste of what it's like to be the head coach of a Final Four team. So it's just making the whole team, the whole program hungrier to get back to this point.
Two things. You said his first Final Four as a coach. Good distinction there, because he said he's been to a couple with beer in his hand just watching. And I think I saw Matt Mooney playing a trombone today. Jarrett Culver trying to play a saxophone.
I did see that.
Yeah. So if you missed it, it's on the internets.
It's on the interwebs. They're having fun. They're having fun in Minneapolis. They're having a good time. Another fun thing is apparently – so one thing that's interesting about this Final Four, because this is a really fun Final Four for the underdogs, right? Every four out of the four teams, each team has a nice, unique story about them, right? So Texas, obvious, first time ever going to the Final Four after knocking off Kansas in the Big 12 championship, winning that first Big 12 championship ever. Chris Beard, who was teaching like D2 basketball just like 4 years ago, et cetera, et cetera. You have Auburn. Though they have the history of the great Charles Barkley, they don't really, their basketball history's kind of been trashed. This is their first Final Four ever. And also Bruce Pearl and his tenuous history of him being in his first Final Four ever as a coach. You have Virginia, who just lost the 16th seed to UMBC last year. And like I said, the only way this class can get the stench of that off is winning a national championship. They're in the first their first Final Four in, like, I think 20 years or something like that. It's a very long time. And then you have Michigan State, who's a blue blood, who's not, maybe not has a story of the other three, but Tom Izzo hasn't been to the Final Four in a while. You know, he's supposed to be quote unquote Mr. March NCAA tournament, and he has not lived up to that. So the fact that Michigan State is now back in it, is pretty crazy as well. So each team kind of has their own storyline. It's really interesting.
Let's not gloss over the fact that Tom Izzo has been to 8 of these. But you're right. They haven't, you know, not recently, but he is by far the most experienced coach left in the bracket. So it would be interesting to see Chris Beard go up against someone who he called an idol in Tom Izzo.
Well, there's pressure in living up to what's before. And it's not the same pressure as in like Duke and Kentucky, because with schools like Duke and Kentucky, yeah, there's pressure to live up to it. But at the same time, you know, it's every other year you have good teams, you have bad teams, you're just going to be one of the many. Michigan State, they kind of have like a vault of legends, right? And not everybody makes it to that legendary vault, but some people do. And so Cassius Winston, for example, their star guard is now looking at a position where he's saying, I can do something great and legendary and put my name amongst the Michigan State greats like Magic Johnson, like Draymond Green. I wouldn't really call Denzel Valentine one of those guys, but like Mateen Cleaves, right? So that's kind of what he's fighting for. And then and the team itself.
Yeah, and it's just it's a team that's a lot of them have tournament experience under their belts, and only a handful of players can say that. But I think some of their seniors have been to 3 tournaments already, so it's kind of scary going up against like far and away the most experienced basketball team left out of these 4. And veteran leadership is a huge deal on this team.
So what do you think about the fact that there's no one and dones in the Final Four right now?
That's how I pick my brackets. I always pick based on experience because time and time again, experience has beaten the Blue Bloods, the Dukes, the UNCs, the Coach Calipari teams.
Yeah, and so one thing, as it, I am a fan of the Duke Blue Devils. I still watch them as much as I watch the Red Raiders and things like that. And I even, as great as the talent on that Duke team was, I have said all year that I don't think this Duke team is championship ready. I think they're the most talented team in basketball. They're the best team in basketball. But the fact is, they don't have the veteran leadership. Now, I will say this. You said Michigan State's the most, you know, experience, and they are the most experienced when it comes to the NCAA tournament. That's for sure. I definitely agree with you on that. I mean, Virginia could have been there, but, you know, they lost in the first round last year. but I will say, though, that they may be the most experienced in the NCAA tournament, all four teams have a vast wealth of experience just in general. So Tech, for example, has five seniors, right? Has Brandon Francis, who's been at Tech for 3 years, has Norris Odiasi, who's been at Tech for 5 years, Parker Hicks, who's been at Tech for 4 years. Then not to mention Tariq Owens and Matt Mooney, like, even though this is their first year at Tech, they've been playing D1 basketball for 5 years, you know? So that experience is very necessary. And now you get to the point where, what is the difference between four NCAA tournament games or like Jarrett Culver, for example? Jarrett Culver right now has played in eight NCAA tournament games versus a guy that might have been playing in 10 or 12. Like, what's the difference? There just really is none at this point.
One interesting part of this matchup to me is toughness. I think most of the teams that Texas Tech plays, we can be tougher than them. And I think that's a staple of Tom Izzo coach team, is they are tough. They are dang gone tough. And that's kind of like the interesting matchup to me, is going to see who's going to bring the toughness to this game.
So let's go ahead and get right smack dab into it, since you know you wanted to go ahead and just talk about the Tom Izzo's team. I couldn't even get more Virginia jokes in, but I guess we're going to get into it. Who is a player on Michigan State's team that worries you the most in this game?
I mean, it's obviously Cassius Winston. He's on one of those runs. We compared Carson Edwards' run to Kemba. I don't think his run's quite like that, because I think he only scored 9 in their second round game. But when he's scoring, he is scoring in bunches. I don't think he's seen length like a Matt Mooney. I kind of expect that to be a really huge defensive matchup, is like Matt Mooney, Jarrett Culver kind of following Cassius Winston around. He's who scares me the most, but they got other pieces. That's the thing about this team, is they're five deep. Like, all five players in that starting lineup are going to get them buckets. Henry, the guy that famously got yelled at by Tom Izzo and that whole thing blew up, he's still on the team. He still loves it. He's fine.
Time out real quick. That was the dumbest thing.
It was.
Sometimes I really hate the media. Like, that was so stupid. Yeah, he got yelled at. So the hell what? Like, you know, I don't – If Tom Izzo didn't yell at him like that, that means that Izzo wouldn't have cared. That I guarantee you that is one of Izzo's favorite players on the team.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Like, anyways, you can continue.
But so Tom Izzo coaches these guys hard, and all of them play hard, and there's going to be five guys who contribute in that starting lineup, and it's going to be a tough matchup. It's going to be a tough one. What are you thinking about the game?
Yeah, so you brought something up earlier about toughness, and – and one thing is this: if the only way Tech is going to lose this game, I don't want to say the only way, but the most likely way Tech loses this game is that Michigan State imposes a physicality and just out rebounds the hell out of the Tech. And they can definitely do so. They have the guys to do so. Michigan State is a big team. They got some big boys in there, like Kenny Goins, Xavier Tillman. Some of those guys are definitely Nick Ward. Some of those guys are definitely going to be able to sometimes body Tariq Owens up. And if Tariq Owens doesn't come with the muscle, he's going to have a problem. Norris Odiasi. Yeah, Norris Odiasi will, you know, eat your children. But sometimes he struggles getting rebounds because he kind of gets lazy under the rim at times. If Norris Odiasi comes and brings the toughness and brings the physicality, and Tariq Owens doesn't back down himself, and we get guys like Jarrett Culver getting in the depths of things, and hell, Deshaun Corpru is actually one of our better rebounders. These guys have to impose their own physicality in this game, or Michigan State could definitely take over.
Yeah, so you pretty much just stole my key to the game. Generally, when Texas Tech loses, it's because we got creamed on the rebounds. So last time we lost a basketball game was against West Virginia. Rebounds were 44-30 in that game. when we lose games, it's because we get out-rebounded, and Michigan State is the third best rebounding team in the country. That scares me. So what that tells me is I think we're going to see a lot of both Tariq Owens and Odiase on the floor at the same time. We're going to play two bigs. And our small guys are going to have to rebound. Culver and Mooney and Moretti, those guys are going to have to go up there and get some boards for us too. If we get creamed on the boards, we're done.
So I want to read you a list of some of the losses Texas Tech have had this year. So some of the losses we had, I'm not going to highlight all the losses, but some of the losses that we had this year, we lost at Kansas State. We lost to Iowa State. We lost, and you mentioned West Virginia. And we also lost to Kansas. All the teams that I just mentioned are teams that were physical with us this year. All those teams really brought it to us this year. All those teams were able to out-rebound us this year. That was our weakness. That still is our weakness. Now, there have been games this year where Norris Odiase, I think, him stepping up in the latter end of this year is a big reason why we've gotten into this run, because he has really found his niche and his role. It's taken him about 3 or 4 years to do so, but he's found it. And so he knows his role is, I am the physical muscle rebounder. What game was it where he had like 9 rebounds in the first half? Or 11 rebounds in the first half of like just a couple games ago. That's the Norris Odiase that is going to be needed in this game, because if that doesn't happen, we're going to struggle.
Yeah, but the rebounding thing has kind of been mitigated. One, because you said Norris Odiase has been rebounding the ball a lot better lately. But in the last quarter of the season, we were making buckets at a much higher rate than we were before. It's hard to rebound the ball if the ball's going in the hoop.
That's true, but at the same time, the other team's getting the rebounds as well. And not only that, but it's also about limiting second chance opportunities, right? So in the West Virginia game, where they lost in the first round, second chance opportunities are all over the place, and that's the problem. Once you do a good job of playing great defense, limiting, you're forcing bad shots, ball comes off the rim, well, you just wasted 30 seconds, then you get the ball right back and put up a layup. Right. So that's kind of the big thing that can be the detriment in this game. But I do think is there any other way? Let me ask you this. Is there any other way you see Tech losing this game?
It's funny to me because on paper, I really think we should lose this game. But I'm just of the mindset that we're not going to. And really, the big indicator for me, and it has been all season, is, like I said, if it's the boards, if they control us on the boards, we're in trouble. Otherwise, I think we're in really good shape.
I agree. So in this game, I take away the physicality, take away the rebounding situation. I will say this. Cassius Winston could go off. Could go off. Now, he averages 19 points a game, so and 7 assists. He could go and get have a 25-12 type of game. He is that type of player. Do I think it's going to happen? It's never happened yet. And we did just beat Gonzaga, and I don't think Michigan State is better than Gonzaga. But with that being said, Cassius Winston can definitely be a star in this game, and so that definitely has to scare you.
So on the opposite coin, I kind of mentioned it earlier, I'm really not that worried about Cassius Winston. I really think between Jarrett Culver and Matt Mooney, he has not seen guards with length like that all season. Like he just hasn't seen a Texas Tech defense, and I think I read a quote from Mark Few, and he's like, you see it on tape and you prepare for that defense, but you're really not prepared until it hits you in the face.
So speaking of defense, I do want to point out, so Michigan State is a Big Ten basketball school. Big Ten is known for defense, and again we're talking about physicality, but known for just defensive teams. So I want to go to some of Michigan State's losses, the last four losses they've had. Losing So now, actually, two of the last four losses, they lost to Indiana in overtime and Illinois, which is a really bad loss. But two of the games, Purdue and then again at Illinois, Indiana. Purdue and Indiana are two of the best defensive teams in the country. And so that kind of tells you right there that Michigan, if you can hold Michigan in the 60s, it seems like, you have a much better chance of winning the game. Now, Michigan can play a grinded-out type of style of basketball. I do think this game is not going to be that exciting. Right, both teams can play slow it down and play at the half court set, but I do think keeping the game in the 60s bodes well for Tech. Keeping it in the 50s is almost a guaranteed dub.
Last thing that's concerning here: this is the most balanced basketball team that we've played all season. They're ranked 5th in adjusted efficiency in offense and 9th in defense. That's balance, and that's a little scary.
That's Tom Izzo in a nutshell, right?
Yeah,
it is. So let's flip the page here, though. As we kind of talked about Odiase, but who's another X factor? We already know Jared Culver is going to do all that he does, but who else needs to step up in this game?
So I'm going to say Matt Mooney for one reason. I wrote an article today, and I listed – it was the Bandwagoner's Guide to Texas Tech Basketball, and I listed three players, Jared Culver, Tariq Owens, and Davide Moretti. And, of course, one person was like, yo, I'd add Matt Mooney to that list. And then I think it was Jeremy started harassing me on Twitter from the Viva account. I'm going to say Matt Mooney because I do think he sees a lot of Cassius Winston. And he's got the best hands offensively and defensively left in the tournament. Like, the dude will get deflections. He will get assists. He's going to have a really good game matched up against who I think will be Cassius Winston.
That's going to be a very interesting matchup, Cassius Winston versus Matt Mooney. I'm kind of curious whether – I think there's good – like you said earlier in the pod, there's a good chance it'll be Winston and – or it's going to be Mooney and Culver both switching off on Winston. Winston's going to get a lot of guys thrown at him. I think it'll be Mooney. I think it'll be Culver. I think it'll be I would like to see Corporu. That's probably not going to happen, but my guess is you're going to see Mooney, Culver, and a lot of Edwards. Kyle Edwards is one of my favorite defenders on the team. He's so energetic. He's like a bunny rabbit when it comes to defense. And so I think that's something that Cassius Winston is not going to like. It's going to ruffle his feathers a little bit. I'm going to be very curious to see how he responds to it.
I have a really good feeling Cassius Winston has a very slow first half in this game.
So I will say this. So Chris Beard, who I like to call halftime adjustment god, is going up against the other halftime adjustment god in Tom Izzo. Do you think this is one of those games where the leader at halftime wins the game?
No, not necessarily, because I think it's going to be a really close game at halftime.
So is it prediction time?
I think I'm ready for a prediction.
You ready for that? Well, before we get to that prediction, let's go on the other side. Virginia v. Auburn. Who you got in that game?
There's who I got and who I want. I got Virginia. Virginia's going to win that game. They guard the three second. They're the second best three-point guarding team in the country behind Texas Tech. And Auburn shoots the three very well. So part of the reason why I want Auburn is because I think we'll lock Auburn up, but I don't think they get past Virginia. Yeah, give me Virginia on their redemption tour.
So in the Final Four, the NCAA tournament is great because Cinderellas do great things, except for this tournament, of course. But Cinderellas do great things. You know, a 12 seed goes to the Sweet 16. You have schools like Florida Gulf Coast. Weren't they a 15 seed going to the Sweet 16? You had George Mason, small school going to the Final Four. Butler going to the – like, just great stories happen. Problem is when you get to the Final Four, all those stories get washed away in the wind. When you go to the Final Four – the better team wins. And so Tech versus Michigan State, I think, is one hand where the teams are pretty even. I think Texas Tech has proven that they're not a Cinderella. They're legit one of the best teams in the country. But Auburn isn't. Auburn is actually a team that has played really well, but let's face it, is more so just happy to be here. They've really just went through a gauntlet to get here, and it's like, man, we can hang our hat on the fact that we here for the first time, beat Kentucky, beat who else they beat? North Carolina. Yep. You know, they beat some of these great teams and they can hold their head on that. But let's face it, Auburn doesn't – they're just not as good as the other three teams in the Final Four. And you're right. Virginia not only wins, but they win pretty handsomely. I personally don't think either of these games are going to be fun games to watch. I think Virginia is going to win by double digits. And then I think – even though I think Tech Michigan State is going to be close, I think it's not going to be exciting. It won't be a bunch of points being scored. So now, Tech, Michigan State, analysis, prediction.
Well, we kind of already covered the whole analysis part, so I'm just going to get to the prediction.
Oh, Lord Jesus. Just give me a quick synopsis.
No, everything on paper about this matchup scares me. The more I look at it, the more I want to pick Michigan State. But I think Chris Beard is a wizard. I think these guys are on a mission, and I think their X factor, Cassius Winston, is going to have a rough day. So give me Texas Tech, the magic number 70. If we can keep him under it and score over it, we can beat anyone in the country. So give me 68-72 Texas Tech.
68-72 Texas Tech. All right. Well, I will say this. You know what? I don't want to go to the whole best team we played all year, yada, 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 because, I mean, at this point, we played Duke, we played Gonzaga. We've already played as good a team as we're going to play all year. I think that's one thing that's really helps this team is there's no need for them to be scared of anybody, right? You've already played two teams that were the number one team in the entire country for a long-standing period of time. I'm pretty sure both Gonzaga and Duke were the two teams that were number one in the country for the longest periods of time. So you already played them both, you know? And you might have lost to Duke, but you didn't. I would say you look like the better team, and you actually beat Gonzaga. So there's no need to be scared of Michigan. That being said, Gonzaga's probably up there with them, right? Or Michigan State's probably up there with them. Cassius Winston is a beast. Michigan State does have a lot of physicality. A lot of physicality. They do great rebounding. Unfortunately, this Michigan State team has everything that Tech has as a weakness. My heart wants Tech to win so bad and win the national championship. My head says it'll probably be maybe the second or third time we get there. Michigan State is going to win this game. I'm going to go ahead and say 78-72.
Yikes, Albie. You know Tom Izzo's one of eight in this game, right?
I got to go.
Izzo. Chris Beard's undefeated in Final Fours, let me just say.
And winless.
You didn't have to mention that part.
I mean, as a friend of the pod, Emery, has pointed out, I've been wrong almost every time I picked against Tech. So,
you know what? He was winning when he was in the stands with his craft beer watching the Final Four. Okay.
That's very true. That's very true. But I think it's more so that yes, we played Gonzaga. Yes, we played Duke. This Michigan State team, it kind of has everything that we struggle with. And that is the issue. That is the problem. That's the reason why I do think that they can win this game. Because even if Cassius Winston doesn't have a good game, Cassius Winston can have 10 points and Michigan State still win this game. And that's kind of the problem. You know, Beard's going to have a tough time out coaching Izzo. It's one of the few times that he's not going to have the coaching advantage. Because not only is Izzo, but he's engaged. You know, Izzo is one of the best coaching jobs Izzo's done in a really long time. So, and I will say this. I do think the winner of this game wins the national championship. So foreshadowing, I think Michigan State will win the national championship. But could mean that if Tech actually, you know, proves me wrong, wins the game, then I'm going to pick Tech for the national championship. But I just think Michigan State has everything that Tech hates. And that'll be the reason the Spartans move on. Sorry, everybody.
That's why I say on paper they scare me, because there are some numbers that will lead you to think that this could be trouble. But these guys are on a mission. We're well coached. We're prepared. The guards are going to rebound the ball. We'll be fine.
I mean, I hope I'm wrong. Like I said, I have been wrong every time I picked against Tech, which is weird. Football, I think I've been right every time I picked against Tech. Basketball, it seems like I've been wrong against Tech. So I hope that continues, and I hope I continually pick, I'm going to pick Michigan State, and if Tech does win, I'll probably pick Tech to lose in the national championship again, just to keep the streak alive.
I will say I'm in, last I checked, I was in 13th place in the bracket challenge for Viva the Matadors. And I actually had Tech losing in this round. So if Tech wins, my bracket goes to crap and I lose. Or Tech loses and I am a champion. So you know, at least there's a silver lining for me.
I also did have Tech losing in this round. You know what's funny? I picked my bracket and I actually had Duke going all the way and winning it all, and Tech losing to Duke in this round. And I did not feel confident about it whatsoever. Like in my head, I'm like, there's no way this is going to actually happen. I just don't know who else to put here. Because in my head, I'm like, well, if Duke and Tech play in this round, I would think Duke would win. But I don't think Duke's going to win the national championship. But I'm going to just pick it. It's really weird. This is a weird tournament.
Yeah, it is.
So, Dylan, where can people find you?
At Dylan Smythe 92. That's DylanSmythe 92.
And I do want to give a quick shout out to Andrew Maloney, who is currently leading the VTM Bracket Madness. But that being said, Hontour 96... I'm not going to say his bracket name, is only 10 points behind, and he has the most potential to gain. So, you know, either one of those two will probably be the winner. So congrats to both.
Are you still looking at it? Where am I at?
You, my friend,
I'm the spiciest meatball.
Yeah, you're tied for 12th.
Ho, ho, ho.
So you also picked Duke.
Correct.
But also at the same time, you're tied for 12th, but the two people that you're tied with have more points to gain.
Yeah, because they picked Tech.
Yes.
like I said, if Tech wins, my bracket's trash, but I'm totally fine with that.
Yeah, the top seven teams all picked Tech, so there's that. And the only other one, and another, the one by right after that picked Virginia. So, so yeah, so good on them. But as always, you can find me at Mr_IlBeSure. Find me on Twitter. Yeah, don't look for me other places. Just on Twitter. And as always, you can follow us at Viva the Matadors. So Final Four, we're here. National semifinal Saturday, roughly 7 o'clock. Go to a bar, watch it at your home, watch it with family. Red Raiders are going to give it the best they got. Let's all hope they make it and move on. As always, stay wrecked, people.